up, guys? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Hey.
We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. This brother hails from the beautiful city of Cincinnati, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ohio for having the courage to have four major cities. That's crazy to me. Like, no other city has that. No other state has that many major cities. But shout out to Ohio. He's a comedian. He's a content creator. He's dope as fuck. He's a producer of shows. Just a cool. And he's finna go to Vietnam. I didn't even know it was nothing to see over in Vietnam.
That's crazy.
Other than wars. I didn't know anything was, like, really popping over there. But, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Mr. Michael Turner.
What's the fourth? What's the four big cities in Ohio?
I
got three in my mind.
You got Dayton.
Are you giving it to Dayton?
I do give it to Dayton.
Okay.
You know why? Because
Dayton is very happy right now.
Because of the Dayton family, and it was a rap group called the Dayton family,
and then Columbus and Cleveland.
Columbus and Cleveland, and then I think isn't Dion from Dayton?
Dion.
Cool.
No, Lack.
Lack.
Mm-hmm.
He is from Dayton.
Dayton's a tough city, man.
It is a tough city.
It's a tough city. We don't claim it, but Cincinnati, Cincinnati is taking over it actively. So it's just Cincinnati, Dayton. They claim us.
Ohio's catching a lot of on YouTube with YouTubers and the gamers and stuff. Like all the kids these days.
Oh, we catch strays, they don't believe it even exists. All I'll say being from Cincinnati is we also don't claim Ohio, and Ohio doesn't claim us.
Well, you don't claim the state?
I'm never told anybody I'm from Ohio. I'm from Cincinnati.
What?
And that shit matters to me.
It's a standalone city like DC.
It's its own little bubble. I'm telling you, because like if you're from Cincinnati, you're not a Buckeyes fan. You're not an Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
You don't give a shit about what's going on. People are like, oh, you like LeBron? I don't give a fuck about LeBron. I had the Bearcats growing up. Kenya Martin mattered to me.
Bearcats?
The college basketball team is all we had. So it was good. We're our own self-sufficient city, and we are petty motherfuckers.
I feel that. Like, St. Louis is a major city in Missouri outside of, like, Kansas City.
Yeah,
but Kansas
you don't
city
say
like
you're from Missouri. You don't say
I say St. Louis, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel that same, like, I don't know, like, independence of establishing our own, because we never had a basketball team. And all major cities have a basketball team. Yeah. We never had a basketball team.
You had the Billikens?
But that's SLU. That's college basketball.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember Darius Miles.
Darius Miles is from East St. Louis, though, originally, like where I'm from.
Oh, really?
Darius Miles stayed.
Speaking of rough cities.
Blocks. Oh, yeah, I know. Bro, I got shot, stabbed, set on fire, and kidnapped, and had a kid. Best friend was killed in my house. Oof. All at 14 in East St. Louis.
That was a Tuesday.
That was a Tuesday.
Tuesday
all
in the
14
loop.
As well.
That's crazy,
at 14.
Bro.
I moved out at 14, and it's so crazy.
What was the last straw?
Did you stay after the kidnapping?
I needed to get back through to the end. We got that back. The last straw was really my mom. My mom started talking to me differently because I had a kid. So she stopped talking to me, started talking at me. And at that time, I'm 14.
Oh, because you were grown.
Yeah. And she was just disappointed. Like, you know, your parents saying, I'm mad at you versus I'm disappointed in you. Disappointed hurts so much more. And the tone in which she talked to me and we communicated and we conversed changed dramatically. And
it was disappointment, or was it like, all right, you got to get your shit together.
Nah,
you're a father
disappointment.
Now.
Ah. Yeah. It was like, it went from, what's your homework tonight? Let's pull out your homework. Let's get that done. Yeah. To make sure you do your homework and turn it in. Not even looking at me, talking to me.
Yeah.
And my feelings were hurt and I couldn't take that shit and I left.
How long did that last?
I never moved back.
No. How long did that last before you moved out?
I turned 14 in March, and I left before my son was born. My son was born in October. So I probably left when school started for my freshman year. I was gone.
Where'd you go?
In September?
In September. I stayed in friends' basements. I stayed in garages. I stayed in attics. And then I moved in with my cousin at the end of the year.
So you stayed in St. Louis, but you dipped out of the house.
Yes.
That's what it was.
So I was living in East St. Louis. St. Louis is in Missouri. East St. Louis is in Illinois.
Yeah, you're right. That is true.
So East St. Louis is like 4 hours away from Chicago. They're only separated by the Mississippi River. It's a bridge that takes you over there. But I left super early, though.
Yeah.
So how was Cincinnati?
You won't believe it, but
wait, backstory. Tahir's like my only friend from Midwest.
Oh, really?
So now I just think it's like that.
Hey, straight up, I didn't run into these issues. Okay. But since he's a tough city, too.
It is.
If you can believe it, all that shit happened to me by 17. No, I'm kidding.
I didn't get lit on fire.
I didn't get kidnapped until, about 2020. Cincinnati was a good. I
didn't get lit on fire, boy. Fuck you.
I was going to say, I didn't know if that was a style move.
It was.
Bruh, Cincy, I always say about Cincinnati is a great place to be from. And I was happy to get out at like 18. But right. It was like I was born and raised there, and it's like formed my perspective on humor, all my people there, and it was a good place to be from for sure. But yeah, Cincy, it can be tough like that. I was in the burbs, you know, but we still had like project housing within our school, so you saw some tough shit every once in a while. I also got to go from we were making money till I was like my dad and my mom were doing fine till I was like 9, 10. They got divorced and then we went broke. So I got to see like middle class life in Cincinnati. And then I was like, oh, I got okay.
Was it the divorce?
Husky kid, real quick.
Was the divorce what made them?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It all just fell apart after the divorce. That was like the moment. And then my dad's like situation kind of fell apart. His working stability was gone.
Oh,
so.
Who did you stay with when they divorced?
I was 9, so I was like, yo, who's getting the dog? And so my mom got the dog, and I was like, I'm going to go with the dog.
Who's getting the dog?
Shout out to Lily. You know what I'm saying? That's a good beagle.
Shout out to Lily.
R.I.P. to a real one. That was a good dog.
I've never heard that perspective.
Where's the dog going?
I've never heard that POV in my entire life.
So you got to go. So I was Lily. But then my mom was more like the stable situation, too. So.
Women do. I will always give a shout out to women. Women are, in my opinion, a superior being. Like they are. Yeah. Women just dope.
They've stayed. As I grow older, I've realized that they typically stabilize my life whenever there's a good one in my life.
Mm-hmm,
Not to say I could. Like I figured out a lot on my own. But when there's a good woman in your life, you can really elevate in a positive way.
Wait till you get a black woman.
I've had one.
Oh, come on.
I went back.
Back to white? Yeah. Hey,
No. I never.
Was it go black or never go back? I went back.
I'm good over here. We lasted a couple years. I ran out of Brian McKnight lyrics. I couldn't connect with it. Once I got to Dwelle, I was digging too deep in the pile. I was like, I can't. She knew I was grasping at straws on that.
Shout out to Dwelle.
Hey, Dwelle, one of my favorites.
And one of my favorites.
One of my favorites.
I love Dwelle.
Oh my god.
But I always say I fuck white women, but I don't fuck with white women. Does that make sense?
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I fuck
them, but I don't like. I've never had a long term relationship. Okay.
Yeah. I always
said you went back,
but not no months.
No. I didn't go back. I mean, I'm just joking. I my next girl isn't black. I'm dating an Asian chick now. She's Vietnamese.
Okay, you're diversifying your portfolio.
Yeah, I did. And then in my twenties, my chick was from.
Why you trying to check all the boxes?
Hey.
Like white.
You know what I'm saying?
Black, Asian.
Let's see. Hey, I gotta be able to. I'm picking up on all the references.
I don't know if this is offensive or not, but what kind of Asian?
Vietnamese.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have experience.
Yeah. Shout out to Southeast Asian bitches. They're crazy. You think you getting with an Asian chick? A lot of.
I don't know where Vietnam is.
Oh. Well, I've done some research. And
pull up a map.
I am.
Yeah. The internet is crazy. Yeah. So shout out to Ho Chi Minh. He really got that movement
shout
going.
Out to Ho Chi Minh.
He was
hey, low key though.
Wait, go back a little bit because I don't know where we are.
Yeah. You gotta get out. So here's what I say about this section
Where's
of
India?
Asia.
India's way over here.
India's to the
to the
west of that. Mm-hmm. So okay, this is like the.
This is China.
And it's funny because it's almost like the ass of Asia, mm-hmm. I will say the coincidence there is these chicks in that Southeast Asia, they got ass.
It's like the pistol grip.
Everything
of Asia.
Else is kind of the flat butt. Asians, and
oh, for real?
I mean,
Vietnam has ass.
Oh yeah.
They're
that's
like
the same.
They're like the black
that,
Asians.
So
yeah.
And then Cambodia and Laos and then Thai a little bit, but you're gonna get more of that ass over there.
Vietnamese women have ass.
Bro, yes.
Where's Bangladesh?
According to a white man. So
yes,
according.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey.
Reference.
When we go offline, I got some pictures.
Big reference.
But, yeah, according to a white man, that is fair.
Can you zoom in? Can you zoom in a little bit?
Yeah.
What is your, let me ask you this, since Sibby said that and you said that. Preference to
that's where Tyler
body is. Types. Are you more of an ass man or are you more of a titty man?
I like a thick chick in the way that, which usually comes with ass. Mm-hmm. And I do prefer ass for sure. Actually, honestly, titties to me are like cherry on top.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
They happen to be here. That's cool. But then I will say, you know, once in a while you get a good pair of titties, you're like, this is fantastic. You do forget, but it's not like long-term sustainability for me.
Yeah. The 80s model of just big old boobies and nothing else
and
is
no
like kind of
it's
extinct.
Weird. It is weird.
I actually like weird titties. I like when they're like, you
What's
know,
weird?
Like say
lopsided.
So, no, not even that. Like the areola is like way bigger than what you think it should be in comparison to
you
the
like
size.
A titty
big
with
titty.
A personality.
A lot of big boobs
come with that.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. I don't mind the big areolas. I like
plates.
I trace. It's like a record. Like it got the bumps and the grooves.
Yeah.
You know, you take your tongue along like you're the needle.
Right.
Yeah. I love that. I love the big nipples. I love
body
the
positivity.
Big areolas.
A little personality.
Yeah. No, I just love women in the sense of like. I don't know. Their bodies is just so amazing. If I woke up a woman, I would get lost for 2 hours just playing with my own titties.
I think it's fun that every time the first hookup or something, every time the shirt comes off, you're like, this is exciting. Because it could go a lot of different ways.
It could.
It could be symmetrical, areolas, everything's working together. They could have some spunk, some personality. I had a buddy in Phoenix when I was coming up in comedy. He was a sucker for a sloppy rack. And he just loved
what's
the
sloppy rack.
Oh, you know what it is.
No.
It's hanging off the sides.
Yeah, when the titties, you take the bra off, the titties just
it's
stay
just
out
a, yeah, it's a little bit
they
more.
Bungee jump off
whereas
off
the
bra.
The opposite would be, I guess, probably perky or kind of the ones that are a little bit more upright.
Okay.
Maybe without a bra.
His homeboy liked titties that had a story. Had
yes.
A backstory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel that.
They were like Bruce Wayne. Parents got killed in the alley.
Wow.
Yeah.
Patrick, right now, you guys, if you've been watching his face, he's looking at a map of Southern Asia, or Asia for the most part, and he is
confused.
To
I didn't
learn
know.
These
I will say, that
Korea
is a tough
is so
part of
close
the world.
To Japan.
Isn't that a crazy part of the world?
What?
Also, you're telling me that's where Bangladesh is, bro? You'd have given me 30 minutes. I wouldn't have even, like,
I thought
that was actually a made-up country
in between,
for a little bit.
No, I dated a girl from Bangladesh in high
school.
There
you go. I just thought it was a producer that we all liked. I was like, you telling me that that's not just a banging ass producer from the early 2000s? Bangladesh?
He's
I don't know.
Like,
he had a 2-year run that was pretty
did.
Iconic.
Yeah, he did.
This is great.
India and Asia are like, don't they,
India
like some people refer
Asia.
To it as one continent? Like
India,
one.
Yeah.
India is Asia. That's a hilarious
Asia
sentence. Some people refer
Singapore
to it
was.
As one continent. This motherfucker.
I didn't know where Sri Lanka was.
Hey, my friend.
Bro,
so I used to live
my
here.
Old manager.
Wait,
my
where'd
old
you
live?
You live somewhere else?
I lived here in Beijing, and I used to take a train when I need to get my visa renewed. I used to take a train all the way down here to Shenzhen.
Damn!
And then we would go across to Hong Kong. Which
nigga, what did that take? 2 weeks?
24 hours.
On the train?
It was
probably beautiful.
It was fun. Yeah, it was very fun. I saw a lot of rice paddies and random stuff.
Okay, that doesn't sound
that
beautiful.
And then we go across to Hong Kong.
It
was.
New.
Yeah.
Sounds
I'm
new.
Out on rice paddies. That's wild. I do think I'm always fascinated by that whole – the Asia – is very like foreign to me quite literally, but also like just like wrapping my head around the physical, like also the fact that Turkmenistan is real. Like I thought that was made
where's
up.
Where's that?
Yeah, I'm saying up there by Uzbekistan
or Iran.
I feel like they get like,
okay, so
they're just getting funny with the
maybe
names.
Maybe we should
like,
send this to Kenan. What is the key between green and white? Cause it just goes completely white. Is
so
that just people?
Green, it's foliage. So you
that's,
got,
it's full, yes.
Yeah, you have the ability
so
to
desert.
Grow.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And that's a high desert. I actually just did like a I don't even know how long the podcast was about Genghis Khan. So I'm pretty informed. It's actually pronounced Genghis Khan. And that's the steppes. So they're called the Asian steppes. And it's all some of the flattest land in the world. It's honestly, if
where?
You think of like the white.
in
so
the middle,
think
oh,
about
in
so white women flat ass white map flatter.
Why is there so much of China that's white?
That's where that is China kind of no man's land. That's where a lot of people are not living.
So this is actually,
yeah, there's no cities.
So what? Yeah. Where this is okay. So Beijing is right here, and we used to get sandstorms. So we would come outside, and cars would be covered in dirt. So
China has
here.
Deserts.
People did not know where I was from. They thought I was from here, Xinjiang, which is near Kyrgyzstan. But these
Kyrgyzstan?
People are,
that's made
these
up.
People
that
are
sounds
mixed.
Made up.
These
and
people
racist.
Are mixed, and a lot of people from Xinjiang are Muslim.
Yeah.
And they have darker skin. So people didn't know what I was when I was in China. So they thought I was Brazilian, Native American. They yeah. were like, what
I didn't know
you?
There was
are
Chinese deserts.
Okay. Let me drop some other facts on you because I love this type of shit. I get to nerd out for a
Mongolia
little bit.
This motherfucker just started singing Mulan.
Mulan, look, Mongolia is desert. I don't think there was deserts in.
Bro, Mongolians are, they were running shit, first of all.
No, for
like
sure, but I didn't know there was
years.
Deserts. No deserts in Mulan.
That's where all the shit went down. That's where the Mongolians learned how to be great warriors in
the
flat.
So China
area.
Has the most people in the world.
But they're
all
in like.
All on the East Coast.
But I mean, honestly, it's a lot like
in
America.
There's
bro,
Tibetans and
do you know how long?
Like, that's Kansas City in the middle.
Do you know how long the Great Wall of China is?
No.
It's 21, basically 22,000 kilometers long.
I don't know anything about kilometers.
It can take 17 to 18 months to walk.
Shit.
The entire Great Wall.
Nonstop?
Right over a year, yeah. That's a year and a half to walk the Great Wall of China.
Is there a map that shows how long it is?
I'm sure it is.
I can't even fathom.
But it's basically. It's 1.5 times the distance between Los Angeles to Singapore.
Nigga,
wait.
Yes.
Wait, so it winds in? Are we saying it winds?
Where is Singapore?
Yeah, that's
that's above Australia, right?
He just figured out Vietnam. No,
Singapore yeah,
right
is
there.
Way down here.
Singapore
yeah,
is
above
down
Australia.
Here.
It's awesome.
Yeah. First of all, I love when you're kind of right, but you're super wrong. But it is technically above
Australia.
It's like, okay, all right.
That's Australia. It's
so
above.
Many things are above. If you just said anything in Asia is above. Yeah, it's all above Australia. You're right. Well,
but
Japan
it's an
is
island.
Above. It's above Australia. Okay.
5,000 miles.
Semantics?
Like for reference,
is there like a map
LA
that shows
to St.
That?
Louis is 2,300 miles.
That
yeah.
shows this?
That's like a day. That's like 26 hours if you. Yeah, doing a speed
limit. Oh, because it loops.
It does, yeah, it's not like a straight line, right? It's looping around. But it also.
What is it protecting?
Them from China from.
No, I know that.
Mongolian.
I'm saying what part of China?
Oh,
is
the
it?
North, the northern yes. border.
Oh, it's just on the border. Because
well, China runs it
part.
All the way down
mm-hmm.
south, pretty much.
Can
they're
you
running
into that?
Shit.
Can you enlarge that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Mongolians really doing shit.
Oh, it says
oh Matt Damon.
Matt Damon
hell
pops
yeah,
up.
Bro.
That's the Great Wall of China.
It is very beautiful. I've
the longest man-made
wall.
Structure.
I've been to.
Is it that hard to get over? Maybe back then.
No, yeah, back then it was.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's not about getting over. It's about getting past because they had people in place
yeah.
to shoot invaders with arrows,
yeah.
so they couldn't get over it sure. to get into China.
And each pillar,
so
and each pillar was there was a there was a yeah. fire situation where you would light the fire on one, and then
and
it
one?
Would go across, and
yeah,
everybody
so
would know that these motherfuckers are pulling up.
Yeah,
and that
so there was some
for the Mongolians,
specifically for the Mongolians. Yeah, they were bro, they were. Pesky bunch. These Mongolians were relentless, bro. I'm telling you, I just listened to this podcast on them. I'm like, these motherfuckers are crazy.
He made them sound like mice.
Yeah. These are pesky bunch of fellas over there.
You're saying that line right there is basically L.A. to Singapore, which is right down there.
Well, I'm going to call bullshit on that stat.
Yeah. So it was basically saying it was like 1.5 times like mileage wise.
So longer.
Cause like that's not a straight line.
Yeah. There's
it's
a lot of like
and then there's that
and
loop.
There's that
right
loop.
There,
yeah. I wonder why
it
they
goes
did that.
Up and then comes down and then there's that downside right there. So if you stretch that out, it could be. But that's what they say is like 1.5 times.
They probably
so
did
LA.
That to protect Beijing, maybe around Beijing, because that was important or something.
I don't know. That's just fucking crazy, bro. Like,
well, Mongolia is in that dip, right?
So that's the gray area is Mongolia, yeah.
That's crazy.
Pretty far away.
Yeah.
So I low key want to like check out like the Bermuda Triangle,
like Thor's bro. What are we talking about?
Why am
I?
So, I
like Loki.
Why am I so interested in this?
Have you
oh,
been,
it's captivating,
any,
bro.
Have you been to any parts of Asia yet?
Never.
I've been to Tokyo.
They would
I've
love
been
you over
to
there.
South Korea.
Let's get to know.
No, they fuck with you.
You do feel like a motherfucker Asians would love.
Yeah,
though.
I went to
an Asian school and they accepted me.
I went to a barbershop that played nothing but Wu-Tang the whole time.
Hell yeah.
Every barber was Asian.
I would think
but
the Asians would be offended
wore
by Wu-Tang.
Tim's and baggy jeans. And this was when I was working at All Depth. This was like 2017. I did that Asian tour with me, Tony Baker, and Nate Jackson. And okay. We did it for the USO. So we did South Korea first. Then we did Okinawa, Iwakuna.
That's right. Nice. Did you get to go out and explore those, or was it very work-related?
I did a couple little exploring. Like, I got this tattoo over there, this jet light tattoo. I got this in Okinawa.
Oh, nice. Mm. Is that a Mickey Mouse hand behind it?
No, that's just Jet Life glove.
My man went to Japan to get a tattoo in English.
I mean,
that's the most opposite American thing I've ever seen.
Because here's the thing. I never know if they really fuck with us for real, right? So I don't want to get nothing
bullshit.
In Japanese.
Yeah, he was like, I could do it in Japanese.
You
said, nah, bro.
Give me dragon. And they'll be
putting
pussy.
You might be putting, I like to eat dick on my arm. And I don't know what that is, but like, I know what Jet Life is.
But hey, the nights in Japan gonna get a little crazier.
And so I went to where the was it the Shanghai Warriors or
the Shanghai War?
And where?
No.
Yeah, she got excited.
China?
My hometown?
No. Your hometown.
I was there for so long.
She's hyping it.
No.
How long were you there?
Where the Warriors? It was like a week and a half. The samurais.
Okay, I was like samurai. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so because I saw
Tom Cruise.
I saw the.
You talking about where Tom Cruise beat all those people? That's my favorite thing to do.
It was at the same place they do the Cherry Blossom Festival.
I'm sorry, fire. Let me Google this for you.
Was
too.
It Kyoto?
I don't know if it was Kyoto. Cause
was it in season?
Yeah, it was in season.
You ever think about
it? Was the festival was going on. They were falling. So they were playing the drums. We saw where the samurais stayed and where they trained and all of that type of thing. It was fucking amazing. And it was quiet. Like, they don't make a lot of noise
Castle
over there.
Town?
Like that.
Yeah. Samurai.
I wasn't about to.
Isn't that dope to think, like, bro, like, how many years ago? Was that? Like, a few hundred years ago? Like, 300, 400? They were just samurai'd up, dog.
Walking around with a sword.
And they still. I love the fact that they still honor their heritage that
samurai.
Much.
Well, yeah.
Like, we're
using
shorthand text. Like, YN is young niggas. And I'm sick of it. Spell the shit out.
Wait.
I just want to say I've never used YN.
Wait, they use that out there?
No. I'm just saying, like, how they
how
respect
we,
their heritage
we respect.
And we don't. Like, we just are constantly
evolving.
Well, we
respect recent history, and they actually have a pretty tough recent history to respect. They actually got to go past.
New Japan?
Yeah.
What, the war?
They had a tough little run there.
Yeah. Feudal?
Yeah, they were, hey, a pesky bunch.
They called it feudal Japan. That's insane. Who we got a shush
we
for?
Getting shushed. Huh? That's fair.
Get for who? Out.
That's fair.
I told you.
I'm trying to
but
turn
Japan
up.
But Japan is so tiny to be feuding. Like, you can't get away.
But they were like, taking over everything, though.
Dude, they were so.
Just like Great Britain.
I don't think they had the same maps that we did because we're like, yo, y'all coming at us? They were like, well, we can take over Hawaii. It's like, dog, we're
they probably
more
just
than
went
Hawaii.
Into it.
We're more than Hawaii.
They probably went into it not knowing how outnumbered they should have been.
Dude, they were so, they were very,
we
I mean, honestly, they were crushing shit.
Ambitious.
And they were very ambitious and they had the better technology, but they didn't, I think they just underestimated our knowledge. Yeah.
Japan taking over China, looking at that map is actually crazy.
They killed so many China. You know how many, the country that had the most deaths in World War II is China.
Really?
It's either China or Russia, but either way, it's those countries that you wouldn't think about because
they're huge.
Because Japan was just killing Chinese people for like 10 years.
I saw Ip Man. That was the closest.
It was at the Soviet Union and China. Ip Man kind of hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. I saw Fury. Are we just naming movies?
It was like a kid joining the conversation. He's like, you're right.
Ip Man, yeah. I'm breaking down real shit over here. No. Dude.
I thought that was a pretty good.
Japan was trying to take over the whole thing, bro. Ambition.
They was playing Wale in the background. So my ambition.
You're going to love me for my ambition. That's actually what Wally was talking about. Japan in 1937.
That was fun.
Shout out to Tokyo, man. It's the first place I used a bidet for real at.
You ever think about how Tokyo and Kyoto, same letters? What's that about?
No.
Isn't it?
Kyoto doesn't even have a J in it.
Bruh.
He said Tokyo.
Oh, see, Tokyo.
This is what I'm talking
Kyoto?
About. Stick with it. Stick with it, man, bro.
I thought he said Japan.
Where did you get?
Tokyo
you...
and Kyoto.
Japan. Oh,
yeah. Okay. The letters, right?
Tokyo. Kyoto.
He said Kyoto doesn't even have a J in it. I thought I was too.
Okay. Yeah.
This old fashioned's hitting different, dog.
Yeah, old fashioned.
I like how you had to take a step back and you're like, you know what? You're right,
right.
On that point that
I
was very
you meant
clear.
Japan. Kyoto and Tokyo do have the same letters.
Oh. They call that a anagram? I don't know what they call that.
Yeah, something like that.
That's
fun. Let's look at these stories. What we got over here?
What's up, guys? It's your boy, To Hear More, and I just want to let you know that with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh products delivered to your doorstep in days. It's that simple. So you can get ready to say goodbye to the grocery store, say goodbye to long lines, finding a parking spot, grabbing your reusable bag. We offer that. We're not doing that anymore, okay? With summer in our rearview, it's time to start thinking about those heartier meals. Ooh, I love a good fall soup, a good fall chili. This is the time to do that. And with HelloFresh, you can do all of that and more. You get to pick from 50 menu items every week, and it's constantly changing. So go check it out right now. And also, HelloFresh understands that plans change, okay? So you might have your delivery date on the 10th. You're going out of town. You need to push it to the 15th or to the 20th. That's fine. You do everything online, from picking your meals to switching out your protein to changing your delivery date, all done online. So if you're sick of the rigmarole, I think I said that right, of going to the grocery store and all that entails, kids not being by the parents, running by, touching your cart, touching you with sticky hands, squeezing by somebody else's cart, forgetting reusable bags, now you got to pay it at the counter. If you don't want to deal with that, check out HelloFresh, okay? It is the way to do it. And we're giving out free breakfast for life. Go to HelloFresh.com/free DIYS. One free breakfast item per box while your subscription is active with HelloFresh. That's free breakfast for life just by going to HelloFresh.com/free DIYS. You have no reason not to do this unless you just don't like delicious food and convenience. If you do like those two things, hit over there right now, HelloFresh.com/free DIYS. Peace, guys.
Dog sets house on fire. Oh, we got it. You got
damn
fuck that
internet
right there.
Why are they not talking shit in the group chat?
Probably. About me, of course.
Like, they were talking about you. They
I just messed
said,
up.
We don't claim it. He is right. They were talking about
we don't claim it. Yeah,
how Cincy doesn't.
it's like if you're from Cincinnati, you do not say you're from Ohio.
Oh, we got some
you say
Cincy's
you're from Cincinnati.
Oh shit, that's fucking great.
And you're proud, and you're proud too.
Okay, so this.
Okay, this is what happens when you don't walk your dog or play with your dog.
This is the moment the dog.
Wow.
Oh no.
First of all, they must have known something was up if they pointed a camera at the stove.
What kind of
who the hell has a camera just pointed at their kitchen?
What kind
stove?
Of dog is this? This feels like a husky.
No, definitely not a husky. That's a rot.
Is it a rot?
Nah,
I don't know.
Okay, so this is the moment a dog accidentally switched on the stove and started a house fire. The homeowner who put out the fire, was treated for smoke inhalation, and no other injuries to people or pets were reported.
First of all, why the fuck? I would never put something paper just on a stove like
yeah,
that.
Why is
yeah,
that?
Just to have it chilling.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I know.
Like,
because my stove is always, if nothing is being cooked, it's empty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
that's
it's a bare top. Yeah, that's true.
So this is half the dog's fault, half the owner's fault.
Because you
also
know
like,
this dog, if you got a dog that jumps up on the counter, you know that already.
Yeah.
You're informed on this.
Yeah,
right, but he jumped up, pushed it in, and you know how like you have to push
it
in and twist it?
That's true.
So he saw an opportunity. He was like,
hey, maybe he smelled a bitch in heat down the way. He said, I'm going to cook for her.
Because
I'm going to cook for her tonight.
Here's the craziest thing to me. He ignited it and left. It wasn't like he was looking for something. He was looking ignited for it on accident and then was like kept looking for it.
He turned it on. He was looking for the ingredients. Like, right, he's like, all right, where the steak at?
He was I left it over here. This house.
I just marinated the shit. he does look like a chef.
That's Spike
he looked
from
like he's
Tom
walking
Jerry.
Away. Like, let me go get this.
This is absolutely half the human's fault because that's a lot of stuff on
that
stove.
That's a lot of shit on that stove, bro. It's like three bags on the stove.
That's what
But it's also so hard for somebody without thumbs to turn a knob like that.
Yeah.
It's got to be like electric or something.
That's what you get. This owner probably leaves the house every day, and just to keep the dog occupied, he puts on like Master Chef or something.
Oh,
he's on Ratatouille. You know what I'm saying?
He learned some
he's
shit.
He's been putting on Ratatouille. Like,
so the dog was
like, "Inspiring the dog.
I could burn this house down. This stove is
You're
not hard.
Take me for a second walk.
That
I'll
thing over there.
Actually,
that.
Yeah, he actually puts 911 on. That shit kind of hits. He's like, I create a whole episode right now.
Would you guys treat your dog differently after this?
Oh, I would treat.
He's he's in the kennel until it's time to walk him after this for 6 months.
But wouldn't you feel like, damn, what did I do for him to learn the mechanics of a stove?
And it's like a raptor in Jurassic Park, bro.
Right. And he waited for you. He could have done that while they were home. He waited for them to leave then did that. That's a hit.
No,
they
I
weren't.
Think he was home.
They were home.
They were home. I think they might have been asleep.
Yeah. This looks like a late
but
night.
But here's my thing. Here's the crazy part.
I think,
so
yeah,
what was he trying to do? Because if he was trying to get some food when he went up to the stove, he didn't touch any of the bags.
That's
so
what I'm
almost
saying.
Intentional.
Exactly. He didn't. It's not like he accidentally turned the stove on and was like, "Okay, let me get to what I'm getting." Like, if he was trying to get food, he would have kept doing that after the heat. But he turned it on and was like, "All right, well, that's where that goes," and he just walked away.
My big thing is keep a cleaner kitchen. That's
the
that's
stuff
reckless.
On the stove is
that's
the worst
reckless.
Part of this.
Yeah, I think that's actually a man in the mirror thing. They got to look at themselves in this one.
I'm mad at a mirror.
I don't even
it's
like.
It's time to make a change. It's starting with you, homeowner.
I don't even casually put stuff on the stove. Like when
ever.
You have like a
I
bag
know.
And you
I
just.
Know. It's not an
it's like
option.
A, I have counter space.
It's not an option.
That's crazy.
That counter space looks crazy, too. This, what are these, Amazons? What's going on at home?
Hoarders. This is
this
an
is
addition
all,
to hoarders.
This is all on the homeowner, and I feel like this person's going to take it out on the dog, and that's wrong.
I don't know. I don't know if this is in England or somewhere because
no, it's
BBC.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah. Oh shit! And BBC reported on it. That's crazy.
This is a yeah.
All right. Fuck
I can,
it.
And just from deductive reasoning, I can tell you it's a white family. I've been to Colorado Springs three times now.
Those also, are, Colorado Springs. Honkies. Are yeah. there black people there?
Oh yeah. No, they don't exist there.
I don't know if this would have made the news if it was a black family though.
No.
They would have lied all the way.
I don't think they
no, they would have. No, the black family would have been arrested for arson.
I still don't get the camera pointed at the random stove, even though.
Also, yeah. How do you have home security like this and you letting this shit go down?
The fact that there's a camera pointed at the stove and you have paper materials on the stove, it just nothing matches up.
That is true. Why is there a camera on that portion of the kitchen?
And then
this shit has happened before.
Like, this is insurance fraud. This is clearly insurance fraud.
I could see that because, like, if you care enough about the stove,
this
and
it's not looking good.
They
you,
train the dog to do this.
You set up a Ring camera pointed at your stove, but then you also don't have the sense to not put paper materials on the stove. Like, those two things make no sense to me.
None whatsoever.
How about the comment from Asmar1? The dog is cute, though. Bitch, we got a burnt down house in Colorado Springs. In this fucking economy, can't rebuild this shit.
Dog as well.
Look, fuck that dog.
What that was like?
Accident. An insurance dog by the
insurance. Yeah, go see.
Dog.
Yeah, dog's tired of this bullshit.
Hey, if you want an insurance job done and you train your dog to do it, there's really nothing to
bravo.
Talk about.
Fucking bravo.
Nothing to talk about in court. You're gonna win that.
Yeah, fucking bravo.
Cause that explains the camera.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only reason you would put the camera. Like, all right, I got the paper stuff on there. Do what you trained to do, and then get all that insurance money. No one's gonna believe that you trained your dog to do that.
Hold on, we're not done with the Asia map yet.
Okay.
Our next sponsor needs no introduction, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay, because it's one of my favorites. They've been rocking with us since the beginning. Gotta let you know that this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Now, some of you guys might be saying, why Blue Chew? I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, because when I started taking Blue Chew, I didn't need Blue Chew. I just wanted to have the best sex of my life. I wanted to see if there was a possibility to elevate my sex game. Or I wanted to take my thrusting to the zenith level of thrusting. And that's what I've done. That's what I've done with Bluetooth. Now it's your turn. Now listen, some of you guys may have been under the rock for the last 5 years. I apologize for the inconvenience, but I'm here to tell you, you're welcome, okay? Check out Bluetooth tablets, man. They have the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost. And they're chewable. That means that you can take them anytime, day or night. Whenever the situation arises, you're already ready. They're made in the USA, and they're prepared in the USA, so they ship directly to your door. And listen, Bluetooth wants you to have better sex. I want you to have better sex. Your partner wants you to have better sex. What's holding you back? Nothing, right? Because you know, if I'm telling you about it, if I'm doing this ad, I got a good deal for you, all right? We want all of our listeners, okay? We got a special deal for you guys. Try Bluetooth for free when you use the promo code DIYS. That's our promo code, all right? Please remember to use our promo code. But this promo code is going to get you a free shipment of DIYS. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. Just $5. You got $5, Buster. Okay, so head on over to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code DIYS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank BlueChew for sponsoring this podcast. I thank you guys for checking out BlueChew. Peace.
Okay, so next story is employee quietly sneaks his own painting onto the walls of a German museum.
That's dope.
Didn't steal anything. I like that. Snuck his own shit.
That's my favorite type of theft.
Snuck his, not even theft.
Reverse theft.
Not even, that's just addition.
It's called, it's gift.
That's just getting past
illegal gifting.
Fifth.
Oh, man. Where's this story at? Let's
after discovering the stunt, the pinna. Kothic
is that one of them?
Modern.
Is that one of them Asian countries?
They fired the staffer. Okay, so he worked there and reported the crime to the police. Okay, so a nigga snuck his own painting into. I guess he was a guard, right?
And we don't know that he was black.
Wait, yeah. who assumed he was black? This is in Germany.
You're just reacting to the N-word. You're just reacting to the N-word. Being
okay, wait. Go. Oh, I said nigga. I didn't even know. All right, can we zoom in a little bit? For most aspiring artists, getting work onto the walls of a prominent museum takes time, patience, and talent. But for one German museum employee, it was just a few screws. On February 26, a technician smuggled his own painting into Munich's
museum.
I'm not going to try that again. And hung it on a gallery wall. According to a German newspaper.
To a Germany newspaper.
Also,
the 51-year-old man believed it would be his artistic
Sudeski
breakthrough. And said he may be facing prison time.
Sadouche. I think it's
Sadouche. Sadouche? He's going to go to jail for that?
He's 51.
He really needed his art out.
Poor fella.
That's kind of cool, though. I would give him a shot.
He doesn't understand modern technology. Himself. It's like, dog, we got
but
you on
was,
camera,
if there was space on the wall, why not give him, just leave it there?
So many reasons.
The employee considers
did you
himself
see?
An artist.
I'd like to get eyes on the art. He's comparing himself to Pablo Picasso,
and most likely saw his role in the museum's installation team as a dry job to support
day job.
His
Here's
oh,
what,
day job.
My gosh.
I literally just saw DNY. Day job to support his true calling, a spokesman for the museum tells The Guardian's Philip Sinnerman.
Okay, I see where he went.
Honestly, this could be like the origin story of the next modern artist.
This is a museum that has Pablo Picasso's and Andy Warhol's. That's where he messed up.
Yeah, he should have
snuck it in like a mid to novice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
This is like where, I mean, I don't know who drew the Mona Lisa.
Van Gogh.
That was Van Gogh?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe. No, Da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay, that sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds more
Van
right.
Van Gogh is more of
he
a
he tried to put his
surrealist
shit that no one's seen before next to Pablo Picasso, and that's where the jail time comes in. It says, due to the nature of the job, the man was able to access the gallery even when it was closed. He snuck his painting into the museum while he was helping install an exhibition on architecture and philanthropy. He was carrying tools. That's why he was totally unnoticed.
I kind of crushed.
Oh, this
Jeopardy.
Was during work hours.
Jeopardy,
he tells the New York Times, as a technician, he was able to move around all areas of the building outside of opening hours. Museum officials haven't given a description of the painting, but noted it measured around 24 by 47 inches. He wildin'.
Try to say that word in the third paragraph, though.
All right, when I get there. The man attached the painting to the exhibition wall with two screws, leaving behind drill holes. The total damage is estimated at around $107. But what? The picture has been since removed and confiscated. Here we go. A few weeks ago, a similar incident occurred at the Bundeskunsthal.
Ooh. What do you think that is, sativa or indica? That's something,
in
bro.
In Bonn, Germany.
Bundeskali. Bundeskunsthal.
When a student used double-sided tape to stick one of her paintings onto a gallery wall. Okay. No damage, though. Staffers didn't notice the painting until they dismantled the exhibition it was hanging in. Okay, so she kind of got away with it. We think it's funny, and we went to get to know the artist. Oh, why'd they let her get away with it? Unfortunately, the inspiring artist in Munich, officials are taking a less lighthearted approach. According to Drexler, the employee confessed his actions via email after the painting was discovered. The museum was then fired the artist and reported his actions to the police. He's under investigation for property damage.
He was on the edge already. You know, he was an employee that smelled bad, so, took breaks too long.
Well, I mean, they're making it seem like the screws is the only reason.
But the other chick, she was like, they made a joke out of it. They were like, that's cute.
Yeah, because she used double-sided tape, just threw it up. I guess because he screwed it in and made $100 worth of property damage.
Oh, just
because
he's a handyman, he gets punished? Just because he understands he could fortifying the painting?
Right.
The
That's
Scotch
more official.
Tape ain't doing shit, yeah.
You
what
could
the
tell
fuck
you could tell if something's hung up by a Scotch tape or
put value
or
in your art.
Hold on, wait.
This dude might make it, honestly.
He might get 2 years in prison.
Can you look
too.
Up art oh, really? Installation?
2 years in prison.
Art installation cleaned up by janitors. So this happened in 2015, and I just read this today. It's crazy that this topic was on here because I didn't even know this. But there was an art installation that was cleaned up by janitors because there
was
an after party that happened at the museum the night before.
Uh-huh.
And so when the janitors got there, they saw all of this and thought that it was just a crazy fucking party.
Yeah.
And so they cleaned up everything, not knowing.
Looks like a Wale video.
I don't blame them.
That does look like a messy ass party.
This is stupid. How is your art just the after effects of a party? That makes sense. Like that, everything a janitor is trained to do is clean up this shit.
And look, this is what it looked like after they finished.
No, that's art.
Let's talk about how good the janitor.
Come on
was.
Now, that's a good janitor,
that
bro.
Is a
look
great
at this.
Janitor.
There it is. Yeah,
look at that. That's
can
art, dude.
Can you imagine staying there till 3 a.m.?
He's probably proud as hell. He's like, look,
that
I clean,
and then you get
this.
In trouble. You make the news.
The piece was titled "Where Are We Going to Dance Tonight?" and was inspired by the Italy of the 1980s, a period characterized by consumerism, hedonism, and by socialist politicians. And the never-ending parties, according to the museum's
they
website.
They made it political.
Apparently, I mean, you know
it always
saying?
Is,
listen,
bro.
Man, party.
Come on now,
eye roll. Yes, I'm glad they cleaned this
shit. Apparently,
the
work was a little too convincing because when the janitors came in, they saw it like that. And
I like that this janitor probably pulled up to his wife after this shift, and he's like, "Baby, it was some of my best work.
I killed
the fuck out of this place.
I killed this
you
shit.
Don't even. This is like my art." He's like,
and they're like,
is,
"You ruined the art." And you're like, "What art?
Yeah.
What art?
You
what
mean
art?
The mess? The mess that the fucking left? Fortunately, the janitorial staff had consistently
conscientiously.
Thank you. Okay.
I went to Arizona State, and I'm stunting on y'all. This is crazy, bro. I got
a. We've been drinking since the first.
That's a wild word.
Sorted
though.
The artwork
that is a wild
into
one.
Glass and proper and paper for recycling.
Come on, not
really
paper.
Below. And the museum expects to be able to salvage and reinstall it according to the.
Oh, I'll reinstall that real quick, bro. Give
that wasn't
night,
even hard
yeah,
to do.
You know what I'm saying? Call
tell
Wale.
Them to, tell them to come back again, and throw bro. A bunch of bottles on
this
the floor
is crazy.
Again.
Crazy.
There's no way they position
call
those
specifically. 7 22-year-old white women, and you're going to fucking get this shit popping, bro.
I don't think that's art.
No.
I get that they have like a deep meaning behind it, but if my art was just throwing trash on the floor, I can't be mad if janitors cleaned it up.
It is all champagne, though. Nah, there's a bottle of vodka in there.
Where?
Right there that, where the arrow is.
And it's
that
a
looks
disco
like,
ball
that looks
and
like,
confetti.
Like just, the rosé champagne.
Looks like, clear, a, so you can looks like they're too. Missing cocaine. That looks like a weak-ass party.
Missing cocaine? Cocaine might have been a little too much.
Or maybe they already did it all.
Yeah, you don't really.
That actually is the only thing missing.
You don't leave cocaine
consumed.
Behind.
That
nah,
is
nah,
true.
Nah,
that's
yeah,
leave
yeah,
the
yeah,
bottles
money.
Behind.
Yeah,
the money.
Yeah.
You leave bottles and confetti behind.
Yeah, if you saw plastic baggies, then they're like, okay,
yeah,
yeah, then that was
little
cool.
Mirror,
yeah.
Some mirrors or something?
Yeah.
Some ketamine.
I think this is stupid.
Oh, not the special K.
Damn.
Special
not,
K is
not
different.
Not in 2015, actually. You're right. You're right.
I'm okay with the whole Night at the Museum shit because rappers have done worse to get their shit out there.
Yeah,
so.
This is the third installment of that Ben Stiller movie.
Night at the Museum. It's just artists trying to get on.
Yo, let's turn up, dog.
They walk past all the like the like alive people that.
it's Madden Tussauds, actually.
All these
it's all the celebrities
that
they're trying to stunt.
Nah, I just wanted my shit up here.
Oh,
that's
man.
Crazy. I wonder if people liked it. I wonder if people liked the art he snuck in. Because if you do all
OG
of that
guy?
And sneak it in and you don't
and
get a response.
Whack. Oh, that's funny.
That's probably why they put him on the news. Because that would one. It'd be a better story if they liked it and they were like, you know what, you get to keep it.
He was like people are like, how you still working on that art that you've been working on? He's like, yeah, it got me 2 years in jail, dog. Man, that's kind of fire though. That's kind of fire.
Ooh, but how
about J Day J D.
Why is
Jay
Dilla on? Why is Dilla on? I love that song.
Same.
Wait, where did you see Dilla?
Look, go down.
They interviewed him for this?
No, they said
it's
going snippet.
On. It's a snippet
of
from
JD
Think Twice.
And Jay Dilla
wow.
song.
Which
Think
is
Twice.
Actually a remix that he did from an OG song in the 70s.
Check you out.
Yeah, that's
okay.
One of my favorite.
Cincinnati State, or did you say Arizona State?
I went to Arizona State, but I grew up in Cincinnati, yeah.
Fire.
Shout out to Dilla.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Dilla.
I think we got time for one more. We have 42. Yeah, we got time for one more.
What up, guys? This is my favorite toiletry bag because it has my essentials in it. It's got my toothbrush, it's got my soap, and it has my Mando whole body deodorant. Now, it's a whole body deodorant, but I use this on my underarms. Why? Because it works. It works really, really well. Anti-sweat, prevents and reduces the sweat. Now, it's not an anti-perspirant. I gotta say that. But when I tell you this works so well, when they sent me the first one, I was like, ah, we'll see what happens, right? 4 sticks later of me buying on my own money because I'm not going back to something that I'm going to pay the same price for and doesn't work as well. That's just crazy. It's 100% natural. It's organic. It's fragrance-free. It's dermatologist recommended. Everything you need in a deodorant, it does that and more. But it's not just deodorant, guys. They have body wash. They have face wash. They got so many items that you should have in your rotation right now that I feel bad. I feel so bad that I want to help out. Okay. What can I do? What can I do? You know what I can do? You know what I can do? How about I'll hook you up with something that's going to control body odor anywhere. All you got to do is go to shopmando.com. That's shop M-A-N-D-O. .com and get $5 off your starter pick. Now that's over 40% with the promo code DIYS. Again, shopmando.com. Check out the whole starter kit and we're going to give you $5 off. That's going to give you more than 40% off of it. All you have to use the promo code DIYS at shopmando.com. Listen, take advantage of this. I'm here to help. Mando's here to help. Fellas, check this out. You won't be disappointed. Telling your boy sent you.
Oh, we talking about the Mermaid Olympics?
Okay.
Merman.
The Mer-Olympics. Y'all ready for this?
Let's go. What is this? I don't know anything about this.
Provo is not where I thought this would be happening.
Okay, what's it called? What's the headline?
It's called the Mer-Olympics.
The Mer-Olympics. Okay. A lot of young girls pretend to be a mermaid while swimming in a pool or the ocean.
Oop. But Drake's checking in. Come on now.
How do I even
Where's
seriously
Aubrey?
Keep going after that?
Where's Aubrey?
All right. But one Provo woman has made that dream come true and competed in the Mer-Olympics. Mia Sim, 22, became the fastest mermaid in the world Ooh. In May when she competed at the Swiss Mer-Olympics in Geneva, Switzerland. The Mer-Olympics have been around since 2015, and the competition is held every 2 years. Sim has officially been mermaiding for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And she said the Mer-Olympics have really boomed in the last 5 years.
Compared to what? What the fuck are we talking about booming?
This is the elite athleticism.
People know me as the weird mermaid bitch now. It's kind of popping now.
She only had to go through that for 5 years.
I used to just think I was the weird bitch. Now I'm the weird mermaid
she
bitch.
She only had to be a weird mermaid for 5 years. Yeah. And then the other 5 years, she was popping.
Like, she swims. So she's a swimmer. She's a mermaid, bro. She should be swimming. Also, that's crazy. You should obviously be a great swimmer if you're a fucking mermaid.
Well, it's also, I guess this isn't the only thing. First of all, they're talking about themselves as if they're actual mermaids. They said, this is elite athleticism. You can get out of mermaids. Many mermaids will do pageants or events, but the Mer-Olympics are solely designed to prove athleticism. Here is the five events at the Merlympics, and I can't make this up. Ecology. The athlete dives down and retrieves as much trash as possible in 90 seconds.
No.
Figures. The competitor has to perform 3 of 10 mermaid figures. First of all, 3 of 10. That's an Olympic level sport. That's fucking fail.
3 of 10. Hey, man, if you hit 3 out of 10 times in baseball, you're a Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying?
Underwater posing. Each person dives down and poses for a picture and then has to swim away for the next person to take their spot. Sim said she thinks this is one of the hardest. Oh, harder than picking up trash? Okay. Rescue. The mermaid has to do a 25-meter submerged swim and rescue a dummy. When have mermaids ever been rescuers?
I like how the dummy is the dummy in this situation. Bitch, you're a mermaid. You're a dummy.
And then, of course,
somebody
speed.
Needs to rescue you.
Of course, speed. The athletes race along the top of the water for 50 meters. That was the only one I could have guessed.
I like how the first one is literally just the first 20 minutes of The Little Mermaid.
Picking up
that
trash?
That bitch got trash in the whole thing. What do you call it?
What do you call it?
Yes, what's that song? You know what I'm saying.
And, of course, all of these events, they're wearing mermaid
the
suits.
The seagull was lying to her ass. All the wrong shit on The Little Mermaid.
How do you feel good about yourself if you win this?
First of all, you need a couch to do one of the mermaid poses.
What you mean?
Like, you know, you sit on the couch and your legs to the side and your thing and you want to see
shit.
That's the mermaid pose.
I mean,
right
I wouldn't doubt them having an underwater couch in this fucking circus.
They got the Simpsons couch underwater.
You got mermaids and mermen. You think they got the same gender issues the Olympics got right now?
But
it's like, of course he won. He's a merman.
I don't think
he shouldn't have been in the thing. All right.
I don't think they have an advantage.
I don't even think
there are no
gender. I don't think there's female fish. I've never seen one.
Oh my god!
Wow, that is so ridiculous. First of all,
is this a clip?
I don't understand the rescue and the picking up trash.
You know what's wild? I always think about.
Oh, they actually have a thing going too.
But they have goggles. I thought you were a merman.
Oh, that's a man. These are men. Okay.
No, I thought you were a mermaid. Why do you need a? Why
is that the trash one?
Is there lore in the mermaid community about them picking up trash or rescuing people? Oh, wait. Sirens be rescuing people, right?
No, sirens be trying to.
No, they be crashing it.
They try to get you to jump
sirens
in.
Sirens do be rescuing people. Yeah, well, no, sirens
Ariel,
actually bring you in and they
Ariel,
trick you. They trick you.
Ariel rescued old boy.
Ariel. No,
she
Ariel tricked
fuck,
him
though.
Into trying to. Oh, no, no. He rescued her. Didn't she become a woman at the end?
No, she rescued him and then had to leave. Because people were coming.
I should revisit that.
So one. I guess that's I guess I see why you would be able to.
Wait, go back up.
Person.
Let me see how many followers they
cleaning
have.
Cleaning up trash
so
is
if
crazy.
You're a merman,
of course,
1,700 followers for the Merlympics.
1,700 crazy people.
But 5 years ago, you guys should have seen the numbers then. It's really boomed.
When it was booming?
It's boomed up to 1,700.
When that shit was booming.
They're not even getting comments, bro. 180 dry ass likes.
You doing
zero
this and
comments?
Not getting engagement?
That should get
is
crazy
insane.
Comments.
You're making a fool of yourself and
you
your
should
family.
Have more comments than likes.
Is that the dummy?
That's a dummy. This is the rescue thing.
That's a realistic ass dummy. There's no
that
way that's not a real person.
That is hard.
That's a real person.
No. That they can do. That's a
I
dummy.
Don't know. It does look like a real person though.
That looks like an expensive dummy.
There's no comments. Zero?
They might be turned off comments because this shit is ridiculous. The Swiss Merlympics.
No, low key. Low key, they turned them comments
yeah,
off.
Yeah, they turned those comments
because
off. Because it's
all
ridiculous.
Of the comments were, what the fuck?
Every comment had profanity in it.
I never want to assume anybody's sexuality, but you can't be a straight man and be a merman, right? Hey, Tim, what'd you do the other day, man? Just me and the boys, man, bopping.
Bopping?
Just fucking.
Bopping?
I strapped
up
again. You strapped up? What are you talking about?
Mermaid poses.
I was mermanning.
Oh, these are
she got one comment. Let me see this one comment.
Wait. The poses aren't even underwater?
No.
Oh, man.
This is what they meant by pageants. The poses are just photo
the
poses.
Water muse. Oh, they tagged her. This is whack that they don't have comments.
Go to the water muse. Maybe she has engagement.
Yeah, that's true. The water muse is a mermaid.
Right. So maybe the company that sponsors it.
She,
okay,
got, more
she got
more
followers.
She got more followers.
What do you think? You think they're what's their the hottest track she's, for mermaids on Spotify? One of them whale noises or something?
She's really a mermaid. Her whole page is
I've met some mermaid bitches.
She got
before.
Comments though. Let's see if none of them are. Go to the one
There's
with
not
the
a
most
lot
comments.
Of them,
they're probably. If they're not wildly inappropriate, this chick is doing all this wrong.
If she can't tell jellyfish what to do, jellyfish, by the way, don't have a brain.
They're immortal.
Yeah.
Point that out. They don't have brains. So
meanwhile, octopus very intelligent.
Octopus are fire. Damn, you gotta log into. Yeah. Okay, she's safe for now.
All right.
Also, that's a pretty good photo.
That's a fire photo.
If you weren't like, I'm a mermaid in every other part of my life, this would be a fire photo just to take. But then it's like you go to the other pages and you're like, oh, she really thinks she's a mermaid. This is just a good picture within an insane profile.
That's some weird shit.
Actually,
they
she has some pretty good
73
photos.
Comments.
She has some good photos.
I can't see this shit. I'm done with this bitch. The water muse.
Oh,
I still can't believe they pick up trash for one of their events.
Oh, here we go. All right.
I want to try this so bad. Definitely gonna try.
You want to be? You want to be in the mermaid? You were reading a comment. Was that a comment?
Yeah,
she just
comments.
Posted today, four hours ago.
What an efficient way to get out of the water as a mermaid. So these are also aspiring mermaids.
Wow,
that makes sense.
That's crazy.
That actually makes more sense.
You think they talk to them like
amazing?
Like mermaid-ing? open mic comics on the come up. Oh, you an open mic mermaid? That's crazy.
More than likely, if you
don't like it.
Oh wow, that was actually kind of cool. Wait. Did y'all see how she got out the pool?
Yeah, okay. She went up tail first, right?
No, I started looking at her IG.
That was kind of flip. That was kind of dope. Look, she does a little flip. Yeet. That's kind of cool.
There is a man in southern Germany that has masturbated to this video recently. He just had it on a loop.
Well, listen, Burl Lippis, if you didn't know, now you know, ladies and gentlemen, that is a real thing. Before we get out of here, we just want to give an opportunity for Mike, let them know what you got coming up, where they can find you, all of that good stuff, your IG handle, and all of that, man.
Turner Comedy on everything. Michael Turner is my full name. Turner Comedy is the IG, TikTok, all that stuff. I just dropped today tour information for my new tour for the fall.
Let's go.
I'll be going. I do the Road Warrior Tour all football season. I'll be hitting different cities, and I'll be doing a comedy show the night before the football game and then go hitting the tailgate and getting content with the fans. So running that back this year. Last year was awesome. Year two is upon us. I'm going to Dallas with our boy Sydney.
Ooh.
He's a Cowboys fan.
Oh,
the
yeah,
Bengals
he is,
are playing.
He is.
I follow the Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals, and then a lot of other teams too. So it'll be fun. So Turner nice. Comedy everywhere.
That it is. Make sure y'all check out Michael and make sure if you're in anywhere that he's hitting up, you pull up on him, have a good time, laugh, share a beer with him if you can. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you in the next episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Later,
peace, guys.
Peace.
Peace.